What's going on, you guys? This is James and Kenny. We've taken over this podcast. We're changing the name. It's actually going to be called the Non-Typical Podcast. We spell it with a Y because we're not dyslexic.
Very true.
So, about that Super Bowl.
Hey, get out of here, you vultures. Hey, get out. Go.
Back. Why are you kicking him out?
Back.
Behind the camera. When I invited you guys here, I didn't expect to be taken advantage of and just to have my spots taken. This is not a... Anyway, hey, my name's Preston. Well,
I'm James.
I know you guys already did that.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm Kenny.
And this is a typical podcast. James and Kenny are my friends. I've known James pretty much my whole life. Kenny, not my whole life. But I met him in middle school. He's cool. He's all right.
Just all right?
No, I'm kidding. You're good. But yeah, we're here. So, what you guys want to talk about? We could talk about literally anything. That's what a podcast is for.
High school life. Meeting Kenny for the first time.
Oh, you have a story about how you met Kenny? Met Kenny in high school?
I think we kind of knew of each other in junior high.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Then kind of high school is when we really started hitting it off, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Because when I met Kenny, it was in middle school.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, I knew of Kenny.
Yeah.
What's the
story? Is there drama?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Kind of. No, I just knew of him. We had the same friend group, and then... Yeah. Didn't really start getting to know him until high school.
But it fell off.
Mm. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Do you perceive this story a different way, Kenny? Was there drama? Was there secret bad blood or no?
No, not between me and James, no. Different people, yes.
Okay. All that people in the friend group. Those guys were all toxic.
Yeah, but very, very toxic.
Starting drama.
It's okay, guys. Don't worry. This isn't, what's the drama?
Drama alert.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we're not drama. We're not high school drama alert. So don't worry, we don't have to talk about that.
Let's get right into the news.
Yeah. So the main reason I'm bringing them on. Well, one, they're my friends, but a second reason is because we've all been like working on a little. It's a short film. I don't want to say too much because it's almost done, and we actually just finished. I don't know. We just finished getting the very last thing that was filmed, and now it's officially done being filmed, and I'm hoping it'll be out in like near soon. It'll be out soon. I don't have an exact day. Rosebud just held us. Oh yeah, and another thing, I have a cone on Rosebud because she was like itching and biting a spot, so now preventing that. Sorry, Rosebud. We have like a podcast episode planned where it was going to be all of us, everyone that's been on it, to like all be in one episode. But then I kind of realized, well, watching that, it's going to be kind of like for everyone else, they're going to be like, who's who? What the fuck? What's going on? Like, what's who? It would be too much for just like a thing. So I'm kind of like going to slowly. Here's James. Here's Kenny. So that way on that episode, you guys get to know a little bit, get a glimpse of them. Let's figure out who is Kenny, who is James man bun. That's who you are now.
Completely different from the actual film.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
you were finally able to get a haircut.
Absolutely. It was I had started growing out my hair when we first started filming, and then you're like, oh, don't get haircuts.
Well, okay. You know what?
Well, it's kind of hard to...
The one thing, because for me, I kept getting haircuts because I was trying to maintain it. But, I wasn't against purely no haircut. But if you... I know it would be annoying to just keep getting like a little bit. But yeah, anyway. Who is Kenny? Tell me a little about yourself. Kenny, imagine we're on a date, all right? Just give me a little... Little bit to go off of you, like who?
Funny, good looking.
Okay, well, let's never mind. It's not a date. This isn't Tinder anymore. This isn't your bio.
I didn't have any luck. So no. Now you know why.
Okay. So Kenny, you know, maybe that's my bad. That's a bad question, because it's like, how do you just be like, oh, I'm this, this, and this. So we'll let the people figure out who you guys are through this episode.
I think what's also kind of cool is actually like all of our attributes are kind of shown through the film.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's super similar, but I think throughout the film, our personalities are a lot similar to our characters in the
short film. I kind of a little bit.
I think it's a bit more amplified.
No, I don't know. I feel like in certain instances, we're like not who we are at all. Or like, I mean, I guess, I guess so, sort of. I could kind of see that. And you know what we're going to do later today? We are going to go watch Uncharted, which I don't want to have too many expectations, but I did play the video games and I am very passionate about those games. So I'm not going to let that affect the movie too much. But yeah, what are you guys feeling?
You want to go first, Gunny?
I don't play the games, so...
Are you excited for the movie?
I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah.
I'm just here to, you know, watch the movie.
Yeah.
I don't expect it to be good or bad, because if I do, then just like, you know... I wanted to just watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. You know, I don't know any of the story, so.
No, that's a fantastic.
I was there to tag along.
Yeah, that's a fantastic answer. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, James?
Growing up, I played the Uncharted games as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about young Drake.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be a new experience, because it's supposed to be like. Right before the games, right? Or like during the games?
I think it's just doing its own thing.
Okay.
It's like not related to the games.
Okay. So it's completely different.
Yeah, like start like as if it was the first video game, like brand new. Here we go. Here's a franchise.
Okay.
Type of thing.
So I guess then I can't really set my expectations too high.
Yeah. You know, lately I've been having ideas to be to take like shirtless selfies, but for all the wrong reasons, like just douchebag thoughts. You know what I'm saying, guys?
I was just trying to
get the mood back. You guys were present before we started recording. Yeah. You guys were here, and now
I mean, you kind of really picked it up on your own, bro.
No, I know. Now you guys are down and out. I'm like, what?
No, I mean,
what
how do we jump in, bro?
No, you're good.
I don't understand. This man goes on a rant for like 20 minutes, and he's like, oh, how do you guys feel?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, yeah.
Is it my turn to talk?
No, you guys can talk. But I'm just like, well, yeah, I'm saying. I prop you guys up. Maybe I'm doing a shit job propping you guys up, but I'm going like,
this man's over here filming solo and then expects us to answer.
There
his
we
questions.
Go. Thank God. This is James. Thank goodness. Yes. All right, we're here.
Yeah. All right.
Now we're here.
Yeah.
Now we just need to find Kenny.
Who is Kenny?
Yeah.
Handsome.
Who the fuck are you?
Who am I?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Here, you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
We're good,
man. We chilling.
Early life.
Yeah.
I lived right down the street.
Yeah, you did. And then...
that was crazy.
You had a trampoline in your house?
Yep. I had crazy enough two dogs as well.
Yeah, and
Big dogs. Yeah. I remember throwing them on the trampoline a couple times and spraying them down with water. That was hilarious to watch.
Yeah, I do remember that very distinctly.
Yep.
And then...
Eating the water was... They were crazy.
Eventually, I got a trampoline at my house, and the reason I got a trampoline was because I remembered how much fun your trampoline was.
Yeah. Mine didn't have the safety nets on.
Yeah.
It's the only reason the dogs were.
I went
too.
It was the same thing.
You had a trampoline?
It broke.
You were bouncing?
It broke.
Oh, it broke?
You bouncing?
Yeah. Because like, my mom used to take care of kids, so like they use it all the time, and one day it just split in half.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And just like, well, now I can't jump. So like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, because ours had like the net. That net would get like spider webs and stuff all around it. So that was kind of like at one point it kind of got gross looking, and then that was like subconsciously you're like, I don't want to go on that.
You know what's crazy to think about for trampolines, right?
Yeah.
The only reason they're really expensive is because of the black material in the middle. Think about it.
Why is it? Because of how
it's. I think it's like all rubber. Right?
Yeah, isn't it like
and it's
interwoven mm-hmm. pretty
yeah
care
so carefully. I mean, because like I thought about it, right? Because yeah. my trampoline broke as well, and to replace it was gonna be like $300-$400 yeah. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Might as well buy a new trampoline at that point.
Yeah, trampolines yeah. are interesting,
right?
Interesting.
It's expensive but interesting.
Yeah,
I don't think they're definitely worth $400 though.
No, definitely not.
No, but they like last.
If you make it last.
If you make yeah. it last that, and you actually use it all the time.
Yeah, you could be bouncing.
Okay, listen. We will not be bouncing.
Don't be bouncing too
Are
hard.
Are you
now.
Bouncing?
Yeah. But yeah, we're good. We got the energy going. Yeah. This room feels alive and not, I don't dead. Know. Yeah, dead.
Exactly. I got you.
Yeah. Kenny, I'm going to throw you on the spot. What do you want to talk about? You're on the podcast. You've asked to be on this before.
I have asked to be on this before.
You're on it right now. So what do you want to talk about?
Put me on the spot, aren't you, Preston?
Yeah, that's what we do here.
It's not much. I have nothing in mind.
James, you're here.
All right. All right.
You've asked to be on the podcast.
dealing with how different life is as opposed to high school.
Okay.
No? Ooh. Not so much. Not so much.
I like the idea. All right.
We can.
I do like the idea. All
right.
Well, because you think about it, bro.
We have different perspectives.
This is gonna be a little depressing, though. I feel like that'll be. It's not a very upbeat.
Well, we can make it upbeat. Just don't take it too seriously.
I do have stories that are
okay.
Kind of. Like
I'm gonna be honest. What was the question?
how much different life is as opposed to being in high school?
Oh, well, one thing at least I noticed is like. You know, in high school, it's like coworkers. You keep seeing the same people over and over. So it's like you get to, even if you don't hang out with certain people outside of school, you're happy to see them at school.
Yeah.
That's like, at least for me, that's like the main thing.
Right.
Let's each say like one thing.
Free time.
Free time?
I'm talking like post, like out of high school.
Like I've when got, school's over?
Like, yeah. I could work a job, do whatever I want to do, you know, and go to school.
Yeah.
People got it lucky with COVID, bro.
Yeah,
having to go online school.
Yeah, but think about that's like that like sucks though.
No, people like that.
Nah,
people like that.
You what people?
So
stupid
people.
People
in student that like because they don't like going to school. Okay, you don't wake up in the morning. You don't have to go to school.
Uh-huh.
You can stay in bed.
Yeah.
Turn on your laptop, get in the class, and just sleep for like an hour.
Well, they're not very social then. They're not. They're misdeveloping social skills then, Kenny.
Well,
how do you
people,
go?
Some people don't have that.
If you're on the
skills.
Street and a homeless person harasses you, they're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know to, like, just not look them in the eye and walk past
you
them.
You just walk away, man.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you know that. But because you
you're
went to school.
You telling me you talk to homeless people?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying that it's that interactions, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I had that. I loved it.
Yeah. But okay, so what's your one thing that what is a different...
Friends.
Was the question different?
Just a difference between
yeah, just a difference. Okay,
friends. Now in high school,
yeah, friends.
I would say friends.
Okay,
a lot of friends.
Yeah, in high school.
In high school.
Okay, yeah. You're saying you have less friends?
I do have less friends, but I have the most important friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I consider them family. Mm. Now, you know, people
That's
that
deep.
People that wanted to stay
family.
Can
yeah.
stay. They never did.
Hey, Kenny. Represent.
Same, man. You guys are my family. Everyone, you know.
Yeah.
We always hang out. You know, we look after each other, and we do what we can do.
There we go, guys. Now you know who Kenny is. That's literally.
Yep.
Here we go. Finally,
yep.
We're in.
That,
we're
we
in
go.
Podcast mode
there
now.
We go.
We're good. We're chilling.
All right.
We're not worrying about. I don't know.
Was it worrying?
It was just
you
guys.
It's kind of hard to jump in when.
No, yeah, you guys were a little nervous.
This man podcasts all the time, and he's cutting out a whole conversation.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to jump in, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, I used to play the video games.
Yeah, I was mainly trying to figure out how do I bring you guys out of your shell,
yeah,
into your identities, which is just being you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reason. Okay, so back to we're Uncharted movie. You know, I just remembered that you know the M&M commercial.
Yeah.
That one where it's like the spy movie and stuff.
Oh, and then they're strapped to the
yeah.
rocket.
Oh,
and
yeah. Yeah.
Why do you guys think? What do M&Ms know about saving the world? What do you think? Why do they? Who do they think they are?
They're
to
delicious.
Like, what?
They're delicious.
Oh, that gives them the right to be the the savior.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are they gonna say that M&Ms are gonna save the world?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to imply.
Oh.
No. That.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's what it is, Preston.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
What do you think they're trying to portray in that?
Yeah. Like, what's the deeper meaning? Because it's been there. It's been there for like a decade, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, let's go through it. First, there's an old man hands an envelope or a folder with mission, right? Mm-hmm. They accept the mission. That means they're taking on goals. They're taking on new truths, perhaps.
Right.
Right? And then after that, what is it, an interrogation scene? Where there's like a bad guy strapped to the chair.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then the guy's like, What do you think? I'm an idiot? And then he like swings the lamp and then it hits him in the back.
Yeah.
What could that mean? Maybe you're looking
to get interrogated?
Yeah. Like,
I'm looking to get interrogated?
No. It's like
how to survive an interrogation.
It could be that.
It could be that.
It could also be don't be so focused on what's in front of you, because what's in front of you might swing around and get you from behind. That could be another one.
Well, I think they're just trying to make a commercial for
that's what candies.
That could be. That could also be a possibility. I'm not against that idea.
I was never a real big fan of M&M's.
Yeah, me neither.
Because like you think about it, dude.
More Skittles.
You got two in front of you, right? You got Skittles and you got M&M's. Which one are you picking up?
Skittles.
Of course.
Skittles. Yeah, I don't like M&M's.
Because the M&M's don't taste different.
Because
they're different colors.
The only flavor I like of M&M's is peanut butter.
And then I'd pick up a Reese's cup.
See, there's always
something better. Exactly.
There's always something.
And how are they going to save the world if they've got something
options.
Better?
Exactly.
Right?
That was my main thing. I was like, why do M&M's? Why M&M's save the world? They don't deserve it.
Why not Skittles?
They're not the underdogs because they're just not that good.
Right.
Why not the rainbow? Why not Skittles?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
How about
Wait, do you guys remember the Skittle commercials? Where they're kind of wild. They used to be wild. Do you remember like that not safe for work Skittle commercials where there was like a newlywed couple? And they were, you don't know.
No.
I'll show you after, but okay. it's like a newlywed couple and they're like having sex. And then when the guy orgasms, it's just Skittles just pop. Just like,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah. They have like some not safe for work
some
commercials.
Weird, but
yeah.
They allowed that on TV.
They allowed that on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to think about a different time, you know?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of restrictions back then.
And then the catchphrase, taste the rainbow.
it was taste the rainbow.
Didn't they always have like different slogans depending on the commercial? It was like either like taste the rainbow or feel the rainbow. I think it was.
Maybe because.
Yeah.
Maybe. I feel the rainbow. I don't know.
I don't think it was feel.
Might be something.
I don't think it was feel.
I think there was
taste.
A different thing did feel the blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. But back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Never mind. Forget I said anything.
Okay. You were comparing Skittles and M&M's, but
yeah.
But let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Linguica. Okay. All right. Real talk.
Yeah.
You're cooking something in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eggs and toast. What kind of meat are you going with?
I'm not going to add meat unless it's bacon.
I'm not going to add meat.
Unless
but bacon.
Yeah. I didn't know if bacon was an option.
No, that's meat.
It's meat. I know.
I was just gonna say if you guys, because I was gonna say linguica or something, but yeah. I mean, I'm guess you think about it. There's a lot of meats that you can have in the morning.
Yeah.
Sausages.
Yeah. That's one.
Linguica.
Are we about linguica? To list every meat there is for the morning?
No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. No, we're done there. All right, I've got stories for this one.
Okay.
Growing up.
Okay, good. Because I was gonna say I'm looking at Kenny and I could tell he's faking thinking. Like he's not thinking about topics. Guys, I'm gonna be honest. There was a silence for a moment and we were all just sitting here trying to think of what to talk about. And then I knew James was actually gonna think of one. Kenny was just like,
no, I was thinking, bro. Come on.
Okay.
I was thinking.
Were you?
I was actually trying to think.
All right. Then we're cool.
Like, I was all right,
so what was your topic then?
Yeah.
Getting you back on this.
I couldn't get one.
Because he wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so growing up, we're going back to the past. This is going to be a past episode.
Okay.
What was your main means of transportation? Scooter, bike, skateboard,
okay.
Parents.
I would use, well, if it wasn't getting dropped off somewhere, but let's make it more like you're hanging out with friends and you're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like,
well, no, I'm talking about, cause like the thing that I was going to say is like, I lived on a longboard.
Yeah. I was
like,
on
a
bike
everywhere on a longboard.
When you were a kid? More junior high though.
Like sixth grade. I got mine in sixth grade, and then okay. Junior high, I was all over the place with it.
Yeah. Because when elementary school, I was like a bike and then kind of a ripstick.
Mm-hmm.
And then middle school, a little more still the bike. And then in high school, I kind of stopped riding a bike.
Wouldn't you walk to school? Or no, you got dropped off.
Right? I would walk to school sometimes because it's so close in the morning. But
right.
That was only if like my mom's not here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What about you, Kenny?
A bike.
Yeah.
I biked everywhere.
You biked everywhere?
Yeah.
And then went to high school. No, junior high hit. My dad used to drop me off everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be in a bike gang myself.
Right.
I
was in a longboard gang.
Yeah. I would put like a card. I would like tape it.
And then the motor. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I can't tell you how far I went on that longboard. I used to drive. I remember one time I rode it all the way from Newark to Union City, just to go watch a movie.
Damn.
How long is that? I mean, I know, but like, put a little more perspective for other people.
Like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half, and my legs were dead. Because you think about it, you're using one leg to kick the whole time.
Yeah,
dude, it was terrible.
Are you able to like switch legs?
No, not really. It's kind of hard because you think about it. I could probably do it on a skateboard, but like longboard,
yeah,
those are like really, really difficult.
Yeah,
to understand riding on both sides. Okay, all right, real talk.
Yeah,
I got one. This one's super general. Probably have some ideas behind it.
Okay.
Some good stuff that you've done. All right, are you more of a warm weather kind of guy or a cold weather kind of guy?
I'm a cold weather person.
I'm a cold weather person.
Cold weather. You guys would rather. Why is that?
Okay. Well, okay. Maybe I misspoke. I like warm weather.
No, but like.
But you, I meant cold weather because I've asked a similar question on here before.
Okay.
Like where I'm like, would you rather be in a survival situation, cold or warm?
I was gonna
place?
Say the same thing.
But yeah, I think it's easier to get warm. But, warm weather feels nicer.
But it's harder to get cold. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So I'm more thinking like a traveling, like a trip. Mm-hmm. Like, would you rather go to the Alps, not the Alps, but like somewhere really snowy?
Yeah.
Canada.
Australia?
That's
Canada or
like. I don't
know
about that one.
A little hot, right?
Australia's like, hot. Not hot all the time. Mm.
Sometimes
I think it's like
cold.
Lukewarm.
So we're getting specific now.
Yeah. I like geography stuff.
Do you?
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually like,
okay. This is the capital of Thailand.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, so
hated that joke back in high school.
Yeah. You know, we could bring that up actually. You know, where people go Bangkok and then they like they punch you in
the
dick.
Dude, for some reason.
That was more
school?
Middle school though.
No, that carried into high school.
Well, yeah,
it carried into high school,
but
then like middle
high
school.
I felt like
high school
it was just nut tap.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it became.
You
whereas
were like
in middle
a fondler?
School,
what? What? I feel like there's so much stereotypes in high school. You know, like
yeah,
like oh, freshman Friday, like that should never happen.
Did you guys get? Can
no,
freshman?
No,
I didn't.
If you guys, yeah, freshman Friday was supposedly. I don't know if it wasn't just our high school, right? It was just
no,
every
it was
high school.
Well, okay. For the most
universal
part.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, the first Friday, if you're a freshman, you apparently get a senior or whoever you get thrown in a trash can.
Right.
I actually did see some like
I
two
did,
people.
I
that
did
happened.
See some.
Really,
but that was because they were like friends with one of the seniors or whatever.
Okay.
So it was like. Kind of fucked up. You did that to your friend. It's like,
yeah,
it's like you were. It's like you were a freshman. You know what that feels like. It feels awkward, weird
right.
to be in a new place, and then like, oh, that's your buddy. Get in the trash, bitch.
Yeah, that's like that's not your friend now. Like,
right.
That's something else. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, there was Bangkok. There was Nut Tap.
Freshman Friday.
What was I gonna? Oh, okay. So I got a story, right?
Yeah.
So, back in high school, I used to do water polo and like swim,
mm-hmm.
and we had something similar. It was called calf slaps.
Calf
calf
calf slaps. Okay.
Like you'd get slapped, so you'd be like So I don't know if you guys know, but like right before you start swimming, right, you'd be diving.
Yeah.
And
you're in like that dive
position. You're in that diving position, and somebody would come up right before a competitive swim.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten slapped on your calf? Like the calf? Like the back of your calf?
No, but I've been like kicked there.
It hurts so bad.
I've been slapped.
Like, is it a genuine,
it's
like,
a, it's bam? A 5-star.
Okay.
It's terrible.
I don't know why. I imagine people just walking by.
It's so bad, okay. Dude.
Like, it's the blinds, and you're just, like, moving the blinds, but no, it's full
you
on.
Are getting,
it's a full-on slap.
Yes. Okay. It was so
Have
bad,
you experienced
dude.
This, Kenny?
I've had it once.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Dude, it was, like, a constant thing in swim.
Yeah. Dude, you know what else? Corn dog. That why was it called a corn dog? The corn dog where someone would like knee your ass.
Oh,
you'd be like standing. You'd be.
Why would you call that a corn dog?
I don't know. Well,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's why I'm.
Yeah, why would you call it a corn dog?
Why would they call that a corn dog? I don't know if like their knee is the stick and your ass with
your whole body
is
the corn dog.
Your whole body.
I guess so.
Right.
We just maybe, but it's
busted.
It's not very genius.
Right. Why would you call it corn dog?
Yeah.
You guys remember when people would like.
The other one, they called it hot dog.
Smack you, like, your knee or whatever. Or
behind
like
your knee?
Behind you, and you would, like, fall.
Nah, yeah, it wasn't a smack. It would be, like, you'd be walking, and then someone would, like kind of, not, like, hard, but, like, they would just, like, tap your knee while you're walking, and then you just go,
What was that called?
Nothing. It was just simply.
You're getting punked, kid.
Yeah.
You're getting bounced. Like,
yeah. Learn how to walk.
Learn how to walk.
Fucking loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do that a while back.
You know, the other one is, this never happened to me, but if you got table topped,
what?
Someone, same, that would be like where you would be standing. If you were like standing with your friends, just talking, just hanging out. Maybe you're just like, oh my God, I saw a cute girl today. Or, what, you know, whatever,
right.
Conversations. And then someone would sneak up behind you and like kind of like crouch down, like lay down with like their elbows on the floor and they're on their knees. So they're like behind you at like, knee height and
right.
You don't know, and then someone goes in front of you and like they're like talking to you or whatever, and they push you and then you fall and then you get tripped because the person behind them, so you fall backwards. That's called table topping.
Yeah, that happened
I
to you
that.
No, that never happened to me. I was just saying
I've
seen it.
Yeah,
really?
I've never experienced it.
Can't say I've ever seen that.
Have any of us experienced, I mean, well, I'm sure we all experienced corn dog where people go, that's a neck.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
neck,
dude, that one was terrible.
And then the nut, some sort of Bangkok or nut tap, one of them.
Yeah, I've been necked. I'm not for sure.
Yeah,
you're just
nut
listening
tap,
off
I've
my.
Been a lot.
I'm just trying to think of.
Supposedly by James.
What?
What? What happened?
I've gotten that from James sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Nut slapped.
Nut slapped.
Oh. Back in high school, yeah.
Yeah.
That was out of revenge though. You guys fucked with me a lot.
Don't
no.
Don't get me wrong. I did sometimes.
It was all for fun.
We got a revenge story, guys.
It's all for fun. Yeah. So how me and Kenny met.
Yeah. Oh, the truth
back to
comes
how
out.
Back to how we met.
Is there one more? Can we think of one more? One more of those like type of thing before we.
I don't know if you remember this one. What? I think it kind of goes along with the long hair. Yaga. You remember that
Yaga.
One?
Yaga.
Remember
your hair.
Pulled your hair.
Yeah.
Oh
dude,
my gosh. You'd be sitting in. That was that one was middle school.
Why was that called Yaga?
I don't even remember.
Just go, Yaga.
Yaga.
Yeah. Yaga. Like, dude, it hurts.
Like, I've seen some shit.
Goodness.
And it is, like, high school was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, even in class,
dude.
Like, people would do that.
Yeah.
It start fights.
Well, yeah. 100%. I mean, yeah, because it's like, it's kind of, like, out of all of them,
it's funny.
It's just the motion of just being pulled back like that, that just sets your brain off, like, dude, I'm fucking mad. I'm ready to go. Yeah.
There's one more.
Yeah.
Being pantsed.
I was never. Yeah. I don't.
I was pantsed.
James and I were like.
No, we don't. No, an elementary.
So
we did it. We did it.
No. I kind of have a story.
Nah, dude.
Elementary school, I was in the soccer team.
Okay. Yeah.
We were practicing and everything's good. Everything's fine. You know, we're just practicing. Out of nowhere, I get pantsed.
Okay.
Like, we're practicing, which is what we can do. The girls are, like, right next to us.
Yeah.
Okay. They have their own coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get pantsed. I get laughed at.
Right.
Everyone just keeps laughing at me.
Okay.
That's the worst experience I've ever had.
That sounds terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. We had a very similar...
Oh, no, continue.
I was going to say, we have a very similar story from elementary where...
Yeah, we saw someone get pants.
Yeah. And it was right in front of someone he liked. So
yeah.
And it wasn't and it wasn't just the shorts.
Yeah.
It was everything.
I don't know if mine was everything or it was just the shorts.
Dude, that was...
That was hilarious.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bunker with this ruthless.
That would if that happened to me. I mean, I never did anything to deserve that. But like, you know, if I did, I don't know if he did anything to deserve it too.
No, he did. No,
yeah, he was just.
Honestly, I think it was just
kids being kids.
I think it was just so easily messed with.
Yeah,
just like a couple of. I won't go on with
kids.
That,
kids can be mean sometimes.
Yeah,
and I think it's mainly because they just don't have an understanding of certain things.
Yeah,
or maybe you know what? Maybe I'm giving them too little credit. Maybe they know exactly what they're doing, but they're like, "I'm a kid. I can get away with it."
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're an adult and you pants someone,
that's life.
That's a sex crime.
Life. No, it honestly is.
Yeah. Well, way to. Yeah. Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, that's what I was getting at through a lighthearted joke. But yeah. You're right. But yeah, you know what? This is. Can we think of one more before I don't.
I mean,
that was pretty good.
Yeah,
there's not much left.
Yeah, we kind of
we hit the.
You know what you could name this one?
Blast. I was just about to say that.
What?
Blast from the past. Sure.
It's like we finish each other's
sandwiches.
To be honest, I heard you say it, so then I said, "Blast from the past."
All right, yo, I need a trademark on this one. Any revenue from this is
yeah. All right, anyway,
that's getting cut out.
Thank you guys for watching or listening. This was Typical Podcast. See you guys next week. James, Kenny, do you guys have anything else to say, real quick?
No, it was a pretty interesting podcast, to be honest.
Yeah. Are you guys glad that you finally were on here?
Yeah, yeah, I think I'm really looking forward to the one where we get to actually talk about
the short film.
Yeah. I think that one will be a little bit more down to earth.
Yeah, that one will be just a little more about the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll
we'll bring up drama. Yeah. We'll bring up issues. We'll bring up the hopes and dreams, the failures. I can go on forever. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for watching and listening. See you guys next week.